The life force which sustains your human bodies is derived from the fact that this force is in the meat and vegetables with which you constitute your meals. It is not that this life force cannot be derived in other ways. It is simply that this is, however, the custom on this planet. And so you can see that with proper attunement one could easily on this planet with this physical body sustain your life force through entirely mental processes. It is simply that you have grown accustomed to living off of the life force in food. Does this make sense to you? It is simply that the cells and the organisms in your bodies need this life force nourishment. And so your organs have adapted to replenish this through the digestive processes. D. Because otherwise the body would starve to death. Of course it would probably die of thirst first. P. Through the natural process, that is accurate. Unless the nourishment were given in other ways. D. You have told me before that their souls or whatever that had evolved were to the state where they did not need a body and they were pure energy. But I guess I'm looking for something that is non-humanoid but that is still, 186, the keepers of the garden, in a physical but a different type of form. So I can adjust to that idea. I was determined to keep asking questions until I got what I was after. I was positive that somewhere in the vast universe there must be creatures that were not humanoid. Of course, there was always the possibility that Phil's subconscious was censoring and not allowing him to see anything which it considered to be unpleasant. P. We would describe to you one form of a very highly refined and sophisticated creature, one very highly social in nature with a social structure which is what you might call reminiscent of the bee colonies on your planet. The social concept is so highly refined here as to complement that of a colony of bees. D. What do they look like? P. We would say that by our reckoning they might stand 3 feet in stature. They, however, are somewhat onion-shaped. Fu can imagine a body being shaped as an onion with the broader part of the body being towards the ground, on a gravity-based environment. These bodies are, however, not motivated by propulsion as you would in yours. As they do not have what you might call legs, but tentacles which radiate downward from the lower part of this body. D. Something like an octopus or a hydra? P. That is accurate. These creatures are again very highly telepathic and have no equivalent sense of vision such as that which you have here on this planet. But instead are able to communicate strictly through the sense of telepathic means. D. You said they live in colonies. Well, how would they? P. He picked up on my next question before I finished asking it. Nourishment is taken in through the tentacles, through the nutrients of the ground and liquids on the planet. It is taken directly in through the, what you would call pores of the skin. What they might refer to in equivalent terminology as ports. D. Do they have the color of an onion? P. They are of a somewhat gray color. Were you to translate, for as we said they have no eyes. However, were you to perceive them through the energy translations, they would appear somewhat grayish in color with a very coarse texture of skin, which is due to the radiation of the nearest star. Their outer skin has adapted to this radiation by becoming quite coarse and dense in its outer. Other types of beings, 187, D, P, D, P, D, P, D. P, D, P, D, most layers. So that most of the radiation is absorbed in these outer layers, which allows the energy of this radiation to be dissipated harmlessly to the surrounding atmosphere. I'm thinking that the Oedipus has little suckers or pores on his tentacles. Would it be similar to that? Not so, for there is no need for gripping here. These ports or pores are much smaller in appearance. And are used somewhat like the root system of trees and vegetables on your planet. Except that in this case they can, so to speak, pull up their roots and go on somewhere else. They are not stationary in nature, but are always moving throughout the environment. There is not near the gravity there as what is on your planet. And so they somewhat float with a gentle push of their appendages. These are 7 in number, which radiate downward from a concentric pattern of what we might call waste ports, through the bottom or underpart of this body. He seemed to have difficulty finding the right words to describe this, or how would creatures like this procreate? Is there a need for that? These are asexual creatures and simply divide of themselves during the procreation process. They split much as an amoeba would do on your planet. It is a very natural process which occurs in a time frame which is not equivalent to your 7 years, but would in your span of time take 7 years. You said they live in a colony or a community. What type of a place or structure would they live in? There is not what you might describe a structure that is lived in. For there is no need to hide from the natural elements. There is such a high degree of acclimation to the environment that there is no need for building a structure, and all is simply out in the open. There is no form of possessiveness which would require form building as in your society. There is no concept of singular ownership here, for all is shared as in a beehive. But there is this need to be together. That is accurate, for there is total communication at all times. All is as one. Do these creatures have any natural enemies? Or do they just live in harmony with their environment? P. There are not as what you might describe on this planet, predators, which would be always looking for a meal from these creatures. That is not accurate. For this is a very peaceful society. 188. The keepers of the garden, one which is not so highly developed technically but one which is very highly developed mentally. It is Thais era. The mental forms of realization and communication that distinguish this planet. There is, as might be expected, many forms of what you might call death on this planet, for it is again a natural law which dictates that the numbers be held in check, so to say. Otherwise they would just keep multiplying. That is accurate. There is given the ability to project oneself to a higher plane when that becomes necessary. And the physical body would then cease to function as a living unit and would decompose back to the elements from which it was made. There is a disease, which is somewhat a recurring problem, which varies with phases of their solar system. For during certain alignments of their suns there may be an extra intense radiation which is not capable of being processed. And so many who are weaker already in stature would suffer what you might equate to radiation sickness and die. You said suns in plural. There's more than one sun there? That is accurate. There are three suns which have a direct influence on this planet. These three suns are somewhat like sisters in that they rotate around each other. And in certain phases of their alignment, the radiation would be so intense as to cause the death of many of these creatures. This is, however, a celebrated event on this planet, as it constitutes a culmination of another cycle, and the beginning of another cycle. For this type of existence is one in which the lessons of harmony and cyclic nature are also learned with a high degree of skill. Are these the only intelligent life form on that planet? That is accurate. For they would have no defense against any other form of life force, were it to appear. Well, in this solar system around these three suns, are there other types like this? That is accurate. There are many other life forms such as what you might equate to insects and lower life forms. However, on this planet they are not so much of a problem. Other planets are entirely composed of what you might call lower life forms such as insects, and no higher forms whatsoever. They would, as you have here on your planet, vary in size and in unique variety. However, their balances would be well in check, as it would be again a learning station for many intelligences which are what you, D, P, other types of beings, 89, IF, V, O, F, T, 190, the keepers of the garden, might say, below the level of your own. For humans tend to think that they are the only intelligences, which is not accurate. There are many intelligences which range both above and below that of your own. D. I'm thinking this would be like a planet composed entire of bugs. P. That is an accurate analogy. D. Would they ever evolve into a higher life form? P. Certainly. For that is the purpose. Through the gaining of knowledge and the working experience on these planets, there would be given the opportunity to evolve to a higher level on some other planet. D. I meant the life form. Would it evolve into another life form? P. Not on that planet, perhaps. D. Then the only type that would survive on that planet would be the insect forms. P. On this one particular planet, that is accurate. There are those planets on which it is possible to evolve from a very low degree of life form to a very high degree of life form all on one particular planet. The combinations are quite endless, as there are many more variations of life than one human could possibly imagine. D. But there are certain planets where the evolution has proceeded so far and stopped. P. It has been given that level of evolvement which is appropriate for the lessons to be learned on that planet. I found this type of mental journey exciting, and I knew there must be many more different possibilities and variations than we had covered. I asked permission to come and speak of these things again. P. That is accurate. For we would always enjoy sharing our vision of the universe with you. For we would enjoy taking you on a journey throughout the universe, as it were. D. Yes, because at our stage of development we can't go in spaceships. This would be one way to explore. P. That is accurate. The mental ship is far superior to anything that could be physically built. It is simply a matter of allowing it to happen. D. Yes, because the human species is very curious about things of funny nature, especially things in outer space. And it would take so long in our time to be able to go even if we had a spaceship that was available. Other types of beings, 191. P. That is accurate. And it is also quite a sad thing to see so many who would journey outwards, never leave this planet simply due to the fact that they believe they cannot. There are those on this planet who do indeed travel to many other planets, and bring back with them this insight into the realities on other planes. And so you might find much in what you call science fiction writing being true science fiction. Fact D. Yes, and through entertaining stories and concepts, people get gems of wisdom they don't V they are rejetting. P. That is accurate. Much like the sugar coating on many candies. For that is truly what we wish to share here, is truth and wisdom. Upon awakening, Phil drew a picture of his memory of the onion beings. In the drawing he included airports which he didn't think he had mentioned. He enjoyed this trip very much. He said it was a very delightful energy that had come through, almost feminine. I thought it might have been a different energy because it repeated information about various types of beings that had already been covered. Of course, if it were another energy besides the council, it wouldn't have known what we had already discussed. Chapter 19. The aliens are D. Would you want to elaborate in anything that I haven't covered? P. We would say that many of these space beings have been seen or reported several times on this planet. They were transported here by their spacecrafts. They have been coming since the beginning of life on this planet. D. Would these be the same type as the beings that helped with the seeding of the Earth in the very beginning? P. This is not of the same race. However, it would be accurate to say that those who seeded the planet were of similar nature. These of whom we speak now are relative newcomers. D. Why are they still coming? P. There were many reasons, for survey, for study, to simply see how things were going. There are those who are based here permanently. Although they are unknown to the general population, certain individuals who are of helper status on this planet are quite aware of them. That was a surprise that they were based here on Earth. D. Did they think it was easier to have a base here than to keep going back and forth? P. That would be accurate, yes. D. Could you tell them where base is? The P. That is not permitted. D. But is it on Earth or in the moon? P. It is on the planet. In several places on this planet there are bases or colonies of extraterrestrials, as is commonly ascribed to them. 192. The aliens are here. 193. Being. They simply are here, although many, most, are unaware of this. D. But their base. I'm thinking of something that would be so alien that it would stand out. Or is it something that we would see and not even know what it was? P. The bases are well hidden. They are not obvious in nature. For it would not serve the interest of anyone were they to be discovered inadvertently before it is time. So the precautions have been taken which ensure that they are most secretively hidden. D. I'm just guessing, but I think it would have to be in an isolated area in our country. P. Not necessarily in the United States, but in isolated areas on this planet. It is true that there are visitations to this country, but they are not necessarily living in only this country. It is accurate that their bases would be removed from large centers of population. D. Do these beings ever come into the populated areas? P. Yes, that is accurate. More in cities of smaller population and density than in what you would call your large metropolitan areas. For the visitations are often quick and unseen, unannounced. They come especially at night, when they are most apartment or able to move unobserved. D. If they look so different, they would certainly stand out if they came into a populated area. P. That is accurate. But these visitations are of the character such that only those who would be attuned to this level of existence would be able to perceive. Those who are unaware of the existence of such creatures would find nothing or see nothing. Many have seen these beings and have remained silent for fear of ridicule or loss of sanity, or fear of reprisal. Which, of course, there would be none from the beings. D. Why would they come into the populated area? P. To observe, to assist, to sample, simply to understand. There are many reasons. D. If they came from other planets, how would they be able to exist in our atmosphere? P. This is due to the similarity and hospitality of this atmosphere to their systems. There is an adaptability inherent in these creatures. They can alter their own systems to best attune to that atmosphere in which they find themselves. And so it is not simply a matter of being able to cope with just this atmosphere. 194. The Keepers of the Garden. D. Well, when we first began to work, you described Lyphian other planets, and spoke of people who would not be able to exist on our Earth. P. That is correct, for there is not universal tolerance to our atmosphere by all creatures. Some atmospheres, even in this solar system, would be considered of the nature of acid rain. So the physical bodies would not be compatible with these atmospheres. Those who would find this planet inhospitable would naturally not come here. D. You said that some of them had Pluration Mutes and Colonation Mutes, but they never came this far. P. This has been off of the path since this part of the universe has been populated. There is simply no activity in this area which would put it on or near a commercial trade path. D. You also described beings of theft dimension. Would the ones we call the flying saucer people be coming from the fourth dimension? P. Often that is the case. That would be accurate. For these are not so much physical but spiritual or energy forms, often with formulated bodies. However, there are physical beings which are in existence. The bases here are three-dimensional, physical earth plane bases. D. Some people say that the middle of the earth is hollow, and that some of these UFOs come from that area. Is this true? P. To say that your planet is hollow would be a misconception. It is a solid core with a floating mantle, but not a continuous solid mantle. However, we would say that indeed there are those who inhabit areas of a planet beneath the surface. There is, in fact, an entire civilization which resides beneath the surface of your planet. We could not elaborate on this at this time, however, due to an unsettling of energies in the immediate area. D. What do you mean? P. In the geographic area in which you are located there is, in fact, a contingent of these we would say, beings who are making their way to the surface. There is the preparation for the emergence of these entities onto your surface. But the preparations being made at this time are not resolved. There is some dissension on many different levels as to the appropriateness of the emergence, as well as the timing of the emergence, should it occur. It would be accurate to say there have been tentative and initial forays, testing the waters, so to say. D. Are these physical or spirit beings? The aliens are he, 195, p. They are, as you yourselves are, both. D. Would they be a hostile energy or a friendly energy to us? P. They would be gentle in nature. More highly developed socially than you yourselves have become. However, they are protective, and when attacked they would defend themselves. The probability of violence, if your two social structures meet, is quite high at this time. D. When they begin to emerge, will we recognize them as being different, or will they look just like everybody else? P. There will be no doubt that they are not of your own. They would be different physically. You need only look upon them to see that they are different. D. In what way? P. The exact descriptions here would be somewhat counterproductive. However, in general terms, they are somewhat thin or lanky in nature, somewhat taller than normal, and very white or pale. D. Has the opposite happened? Has anybody from the surface ever gone their way? P. That is accurate. There have been incidents where explorers have inadvertently crossed into that which would be, as you say, a tunnel. They had chance encounter with these beings. When they returned to the surface, they were ridiculed and thought of as insane from telling such stories. The knowledge of this civilization comes not so much from those who have had chance encounters, as from those who are keepers of the truth, and those who would seek the truth. Those of your metaphysical group could be described as seekers of the truth. There are volumes of literature readily available in your libraries which speak the truth, writings which speak of these civilizations. Therefore the knowledge is shared, not from direct experience, but from the desire to know that which is. There are those who are aware and are assisting to enlighten those of the surface to, not only the possibility of the existence, but to enable those who would become assistants themselves to prepare for the encounters. D. How did the civilization shape down there below the earth? P. There were at the time of the upheavals of Atlantis many who migrated through chasms opened by the shift of the crust, into planet itself. There were those who took with them the knowledge of Atlantis to support themselves in these subterranean caverns. And so they are not bestial in nature, but are ancestors. 196. The keepers, the garden of D, P, 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 D, of your own, who simply migrated at that time to a more developed, socially speaking, area. Why didn't they come back to the surface after the earth settled down? They had no need of the disharmony and confusion on the surface. Their lessons underground have been of refining the human intellect and society to a high degree. Can you tell us where this civilization is located underground? Geographically, there is an area which is partially beneath your Mexican Gulf coast, an area which is, at this time, inhabited by those who are the Atlantean descendants. There is also an area somewhat beneath your Antarctic Circle, which is inhabited by those beings who are interdimensional in nature. There are others. However, the Atlantean types are somewhat major in the sense that they are, at this time, playing a more prominent part in your coming upheaval. Is the Bermuda Triangulian in Transeto that area? Not so much an entrance, however, an occurrence of that which is underneath. The manifestations prevalent in that area are simply byproducts of the work being done below the surface. So it has more to do with what's going on down the surface of the earth than above or out in space. That is accurate. Why are they coming forward now? There is to be given at this time of the coming upheaval that knowledge which went with them at the last upheaval. This knowledge which they have perfected in the millennia since that time will be brought to the surface to be used by those who would remain to rebuild. There will be many of these beings who will be lost through accident and destruction in the coming cataclysm. However, that choice would be entirely their own. Will we be able to communicate? Even now it is possible for you to attune to their level. I have read that there are members of our government who are you well aware of these other civilizations. Is this true? That is accurate. Some of those in the fringe of government have some influence. There is as yet no bureaucracy or agency to deal with this. However, there are those who are well respected and listened to in government who are spreading the word, so to say. I keep having this mental picture of a huge civilization under the world. Are there areas inside that planet suitable for sustaining a larger civilization? The aliens are here. 197. P. That is accurate. Although not large in terms of total Earth volume, not large in the sense of space as compared to your distances, but large enough to sustain a civilization. There are indeed entire lakes. D. Getting back to us. You said sometimes people see them. But would there of here be any physical contact between these extraterrestrial beings and the people of Earth? P. As was said earlier, there are those who are keepers of the faith, keepers of the light. Equivalent in nature, in your understanding, to the essence who are keepers of the truth. They worked with the Christ in a most guarded and secret manner until the time was appropriate to allow the light or the message to be known. I was very familiar with the essence since I spent a long time gathering the information for my book, Jesus and Essence. In that book it was cautiously admitted that aliens had visited Qumran in Israel during the time Jesus was a student there. The so-called Watchers had been very pleased that the Essence had tried to preserve the ancient knowledge. And so it is again that there are those who are native who are assisting in this undertaking. They simply go about their business in a quiet, unassuming way, unsuspected of by their neighbors. They are physical human beings who are dealing with these extraterrestrials. There are extraterrestrials themselves, and then there are the human helpers who are assisting in this undertaking. D. We hear so many stories of cars being unstopped on the roads and people being taken aboard ships to be examined. Are these the type of beings that would do that? P. That is accurate. For there is at least one very good reason for allowing this information to be broadcast, and that is to awaken the population in a very subtle, very delicate manner to the fact that there are others on this planet as well. It could not be done safely at one time, or this would cause worldwide panic. D. I have thought when they take people on board, somehow they render them helpless so they won't become violent or hysterical or whatever. The people think it has something to do with the mind. P. That is accurate. It is simply focusing one's attention away from the physical, such that it is not directed toward the human body. 198. The keepers of the garden, but is focused to the mental plane. D. Some people who have been abducted, they have no memories of what happened until this type of technique, hypnosis, was used to bring forth the memories. P. That is accurate. It was simply a way in which the experience could be processed or assimilated on a subconscious level before it be returned to the conscious. D. Some people who have had this experience said they were afraid. They thought they were in some kind of danger. P. That is accurate. Although this was a mere perception and was not the case, this illustrates the necessity for bringing this experience to a very subtle level. D. Why did they take them on board and examine them? P. There is interest in seeing how the environment is affecting the human body, and how the chemicals and elements in the environment are infiltrating the human system. What could be more natural? Why shouldn't they still be concerned with our progress? Haven't they been taking care of us since the very beginning of life on Earth? It seemed a perfectly rational idea that they would still occasionally take a specimen on board to see what bodily changes were occurring due to the environment and pollution. These changes are probably being reported back to the main base where the continuing records of our civilization are kept. At last, a sensible reason for the UFO beings doing the things people have reported. D. What do the beings think of the increased radiation in our atmosphere? Is this causing any mutating of the physical body to be able to tolerate this? P. We do not perceive so much a change in the physical metabolism as a direct cause being manifested. One cause is cancer, which you see increasing at an alarming rate. We wish, however, not to imply that this cancer is simply from radiation. For it is also being caused by the influx of many different chemicals into the human system. This cancer is a form of protest, or is signifying that the human body cannot assimilate all these different chemicals with which it is being barraged. This is a form of expression for the human body, which is saying, I cannot take all this stuff. D. Do you think the body will eventually build a tolerance to this in future generations? The aliens are here. 199. P. We shall say that all that stuff shall be controlled to the point where the expression is not necessary. D. That is very good. I can understand these beings looking out for our welfare. But are there other beings in these, what we call flying saucers, UFOs, that might be a danger, a threat? People always think something is alien, it must be bad. They are afraid of anything that is different. P. A human perception. We perceive none who would harm intentionally, for that is not of the nature of the light beings. D. Some people say there have been beams of light that come from the ships, and they are struck by these. I don't know if this is a true statement or not. This is why people thought the ships were dangerous, because of these beams of light. P. that is accurate. For the energy in these beams oftentimes causes blistering of the face or redness, and this is physical proof of an encounter. For were one to report such an encounter and have no proof of it, the experience would lose its significance greatly. But there has been a misunderstanding of the facts, for the blistering or redness disappears quickly and is of no more harm than remaining in the sun too long.